Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSide for Tuesday, January 4. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Today, the new U.S. dollar. Just ahead. If there's one thing we can rely on, it's the United States dollar, the world's reserve currency, our store of value and medium of exchange, the standard by which all other financial assets are measured. But what if I told you that today's dollar is not the same dollar as just a couple of years ago? Oh, I'm not talking about some vast conspiracy where some nefarious people back up a truck and unload all the dollars from our nation's vault. No, I'm talking about something much more mundane than that, but perhaps equally profound, for our lives and for our investments. First, we need to understand what's changed, and of course, the answer is that the nation has gone through 2 years of the pandemic. 2 years when our economic lives have literally been turned upside down. Now, it was first reported in early 2020 when we first heard of this novel coronavirus, reported to be affecting people out of China. Now, as you know, the disease quickly spread to this country, and many of you may have already been impacted. I hope not seriously. And as we enter another winter, I know that many are struggling to deal with the health risks this year. You're in my prayers. With all that said, however, I sense that there's a tendency right now to think the economic impact of the disease is behind us, and I don't think that's the case. In fact, I think the economic impact, especially as it concerns the U.S. dollar, may yet lie ahead. Let me explain. There are two principal ways in which the 2022 dollar is now different than all the dollars that went before. The first way this new dollar is different is that there are more of them, lots more of them. Our financial brain trust, which consisted of the Federal Reserve, the nation's central banker, the U.S. Treasury Department, under the guidance of the Secretary of Treasury and of the President, took one look at that disastrous second quarter of 2020 and went into overdrive. Now, disaster is not too strong a word for Q2 2020. The economy was in real danger of a massive depression. Had we continued at that level, the economy would have declined by a third in the year. That's a larger decline than the Great Depression of the 1930s. Companies would have failed, and much of the workforce would have been placed on unemployment. But as extreme as that event was, the reaction from Washington was even more extreme. Washington hit the printing presses. They started printing dollars. In less than 2 years, from January of 2020 until the most recent reporting date, that's November of 2021, Washington has increased the M2 money supply, that's a broad measure of money which includes near cash, such as savings and money market funds. Well, M2 has increased by an incredible 40%, from $15 trillion U.S. dollars to $21 trillion U.S. dollars currently. And more supply equals lower price, so say the economists. Now, when the price of a dollar goes lower, we call that inflation. And by this simple back-of-the-envelope analysis, it would imply that we may have much, much farther to go inflation-wise. After all, we had essentially no inflation in 2020, and then a steadily accelerating inflation rate in 2021. In fact, we ended 2021 with inflation running at better than 6%, and it's a good bet that that was only the beginning. Now, the second major area that the 2022 U.S. dollar is different than its predecessors is that the cost of a dollar is rising. And by cost, I mean the interest rate. In fact, we've already seen the cost of money, that is, interest rates, begin to rise. Short-term interest rates on the U.S. Treasury curve are now substantially higher than when they began 2021. And although they are still low by historic standards, remember we began the year at essentially zero short-term rates. Nonetheless, U.S. Treasuries are telling us that rates are going to go much higher. This, of course, is underscored by the Federal Reserve, which most analysts feel will raise interest rates at least 3 times this year. beginning, I believe, in the next month. So bottom line for investors, we need to appreciate that this is a very different monetary environment that we've seen in the years immediately preceding. The dollar has changed. We are in a time when inflation is accelerating and when interest rates are rising. Or to put it more pointedly, we are in a time when the dollar's value is declining and the dollar's cost is rising. Now, in economic news today, we'll lead off with the ISM's latest reading on the Purchasing Managers Index. The Street expects to see a slight decline here, followed by the latest job opening numbers expected to remain at more than 11 million jobs waiting to be filled. There are no major earnings scheduled for the day. And that's the value side for this Tuesday, January 4. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.